642. This is 1320 WILS. More compelling talk radio. As we get closer and closer to this great weather, your fitness is probably going to become more of a focus now that we'll have to take our jackets off and our bellies are going to show. Warren Honeycutt with us, a man that has not had a belly for most of his life. He's now in his 60s. He's an author, speaker, bodybuilding champion, author of the book Get Lean for Life. Warren Honeycutt here on WILS. Great to have you, Warren.
Great to be with you as always, Mike. Thank you.
Yeah. And you've never, have you ever developed any kind of a belly, any flab at all?
When I was a kid, I probably recall we've mentioned this a time or two before on other visits, but yeah, I was a fat kid. And it was that was my catalyst to actually get into fitness and wellness and been with me. And I've been an evangelist for it right now for about 46 years.
And you're saying, Warren, in your 60s, you have a six pack right now?
Well, actually, if someone goes on the internet and Googles me, you'll see that I have an eight pack. Mike, I've been blessed with another set of abs that most people don't have, and I was always able to have an eight pack. And yes, I have an eight pack. I published actually on Facebook a picture of me on my 64th birthday.
Really? Do you walk around with your shirt off sometimes then?
Yeah, shirt off, and I like to walk around in Speedos.
Show people what you got. So. Warren, what's the secret? I mean, you've never had, it sounds like you never developed belly fat, but for a typical guy, right? I mean, we do tend to have a little flab there in the midsection. Is it possible for most guys to actually develop a tight, like, six-pack in the 50s and 60s?
Yes, and I've seen it over and over again. I work with people all the time, and we do it. I was just actually with a client 2 weeks ago, Mike, and he was in a audience that I was doing speaking for, and he was in the front row, and he was 5'9", 300 pounds. And there was something that I said that triggered, hey, it's time for me to do something.
5'9". Okay. 5'9", 300 pounds. But when you're getting down to a six-pack, you'd have a bunch of loose skin, wouldn't you?
Honestly, yes. If that large, if you don't do it slowly, and what I mean by that is a pound or a pound and a half a week, in other words, if you, and I help people lose 20, 30 pounds a month if they actually want to do that.
Okay.
But that's not the best way to do it, because if you drop it real fast, you will lose some muscle along with the fat, which is the wrong thing to do because your metabolism goes down.
I want to get to that, to the belly some more, but what you just said intrigued me. So 20, 30 pounds you can drop in a month and you're going to lose some muscle with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm interested in this myself. I've been learning about this carb cycling, right? This is carb cycling where you eat high carbs one day, then low carb. Is that part of it, or how do you do it?
No, I don't do that. I'm not a fan of that. And, if someone wants to do it, I'm not opposed to it. It just depends on what kind of carbs you eat. And the complex carbs are good.
Yes.
And it really doesn't matter, Mike, if you cycle them on or off. What matters is staying away from the simple carbs and incorporating complex carbs throughout the day.
Okay, fair enough, Warren, but I want to know, how do you lose 20 to 30 pounds in a month? That's essentially a pound a day, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
How do you do that?
You actually go to, and I can share it with you, and you don't have to have me to do it. I can share it with you in the next 30 seconds. Salmon, all kind of fish, mahi-mahi, swordfish, tuna, fresh, not out of the can. Vegetables not fried. It has to be either baked or grilled with no butter. Eat 6 to 7 times a day with a protein supplement if you want to use a protein shake rather than the fish.
Okay. But you have to be in a calorie deficit, don't you?
Not with what I'm saying, no.
Really?
You can eat until you're full. Absolutely full.
Why is it that the fish are so key to losing all this weight?
Well, it helps a whole lot, the omega-3s, with metabolism and you actually burning fat. It triggers some things in the metabolic process.
Okay.
And I'm not a doctor, but I've just studied enough and I've done it.
And it just
to know that it works.
Leans you out. Do you have to avoid, though, if you're losing weight that fast, do you have to avoid carbs to get that kind of weight loss?
Not the complex carbs. And when we say complex carbs, we're talking about all vegetables except no potatoes, no sweet potatoes, but any and all green vegetables, broccoli, asparagus, cauliflower.
But no rice, no bread, right? Nothing like that. Okay.
No.
Well, Warren Honeycutt, by the way, he's with us here on WILS. Find him online at gethoneycutt.com, a man that is a bodybuilding champion, has the body of a, what, 20, 30-year-old, Warren, in your 60s, something like that?
Yeah, I mean, if you just took a picture from the neck down, Mike, yeah, most people are guessing 30s, honestly.
That's fantastic. Now, Warren, I don't have a big belly at this point, but I don't have a tight, you know, tight belly. You know, it's kind of a little soft down there. How would I get that tight hardness in the belly?
Do you know what an upright lift is for the legs, the frog kick?
Right, where you kind of hang, and then you bring your legs up, okay?
Yep. You do that, it's going to tighten the lower abdominal muscles, and the abdominal cavity is designed to be held in by the abdominal wall and the obliques.
Okay.
And when those get flabby and soft and not supportive, then everything inside, and I'm talking about, you know, all the intestines and, you know, all of our insides, they just hang out over our belt.
In the bottom there, but you need to go to a gym, right? You to actually have one of these contraptions to swing your legs.
Well, to do that, you do, but if you just have a floor to lie on, all you have to do is lie flat on your back, lift your legs up until they're completely vertical, okay? Lower it about 25, 30 degrees, and then back up. You don't want to go down, like 6, 7, 8 inches from the floor. That puts a tremendous amount of stress on the lower back.
And well, why is that bad? Is that not, can't you build up back muscles that way?
Well, not doing this. Now, you can build up back muscles with a different movement,
but you're saying not too low to the ground. They've got to be up about 25 degrees, so a little higher than right along the ground. Okay, and how long do you hold that position then?
Well, you don't hold it. You simply move back and forth that 15 to 20 degrees, to, you know, perpendicular, horizontal with the legs, and then down about 20%, and then back up.
And so how long do you do this exercise before you see anything happening in the belly?
A couple of weeks.
In a couple of weeks, what are you going to see?
You will probably feel it more in your pants than anything. And the tightening will start, and you do have to start to be consciously aware that, okay, I've got muscle tone now and the posture. But you will be able, with the added strength in the abdominal cavity, to hold your posture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different. I mean, someone can be absolutely just dyslexic, not dyslexic, but totally a beanpole, be an ectoderm in the body. And if they don't have the muscles in the abdominal area toned, their intestines will hang out and they'll have a pot gut.
That's crazy.
And
so tell me this, Warren. This is inspiring, because that I can do. I can lay on the floor and hold my feet up for a while.
Yeah,
I've tried it. It's not pleasant, but I'd be willing to do that for a bit. What about the crunches?
Crunches are good.
Uh-huh.
Crunches are great. They're great. Absolutely great. The crunches will get a little more of the mid and upper abdominal movement, but if you wanted to combine what I just said with that leg lift, and the crunches, you will get the entire abdominal from top to bottom, including the obliques on the sides.
Now, look, the thing is, Warren, that, you know, at my age, I'm in my mid-40s myself, and having big arms and big, you know, this huge physique is really irrelevant. It's not going to help me at all. So, you know, to me, the one thing when I'm wearing a shirt, I want to have it look flat at least. You know, I want to have flatness there. In terms of importance, though, of muscles in the body, where does the abdominal, I mean, where does that rank in importance, would you say, in the musculature?
Well, as far as we're talking about just general health.
In general, if you're going to focus on one area of your body first, let's say, you don't have time to do it all, where would you begin?
I would do what I just said, and then I would combine it with 3 days a week, Mike, of some type of cardiovascular movement, either power walking or if you can run. And, you know, a lot of guys can still run in sprints, and it depends on what kind of shape you're in. You don't want to get out there and overdo it because, I mean, you can't hurt yourself.
Right.
But if you do that, as a matter of fact, Mike, and this is a recent study, and I actually featured this on my show, but 15 minutes twice a week of resistance training. And when we say resistance, it doesn't have to be, you know, barbells and dumbbells. It can be resistance bands. It can be body weight. It can be anything.
That can do it, you're saying. That's a huge part.
Yes, sir.
Warren Honeycutt, hold on just a second, Warren. I want to confirm. Are we good to go? Let's put him on. Warren Honeycutt, 1320 WILS. GetHoneycutt.com. Warren, I just love your insight. Great to have you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. Always. Yep. Bye.